You know, one of the places in Scripture that is, I would say, one of the most common sections of Scripture is Psalm 23. You can hardly ever go to a funeral and not have Psalm 23. And most people actually know, it's one of the few places that people actually know multiple verses all strung together where they actually have memorized a portion of it. I think a lot of people, even if they don't know all of it, they know parts of Psalm 23 and could quote parts of Psalm 23. And certainly anytime hears Psalm 23, they know that it's Psalm 23. So I want to look at Psalm 23. And then we're just going to look at it and just kind of break it down and really focus on what's being said. Because it's a psalm that's provided us comfort over our lives. But let's look at the details. Let's look at specifically and go beyond just the comfort and find the life, find the truth, the depth of the truth that Jesus has for us in this word, in this psalm, Psalm 23. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Familiar, right? We've all heard that so many times. And it's brought us comfort. It has brought us peace. How many of you have ever gone through a time of loss? How many of you have just been discouraged and you've heard that, you read that, or you had somebody tell it to you and you went back to it? This is such a great, great truth. But let's look at it, and let's look at it as we go through it. Let's go through it verse by verse and even look at some of the individual words that are there and find the truths that are there for us. So as we start off, I'm going to read this in the King James. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's the way most people look at it, and that's the way most people remember it. So what does it mean that, well, first of all, it's great that we start off by seeing that David here was a shepherd. You know, we know that this is how we see the beginnings of David. We see that he was a shepherd. The one who was the shepherd was the one who was supposed to tend the flocks. This is kind of considered the lower level. That's why David, as the youngest of all the brothers, was the one who was out there in the fields tending the sheep. As you remember, when Samuel came to anoint the next king of Israel, Jesse, the father of David, had all the older brothers there, didn't even bother to bring David in, because that's the low position that he held in the minds of his father and of his siblings. He's out tending to the sheep. This is the lowly thing to do. But the shepherd is the one who safeguards the sheep. The shepherd is the one that is given the charge over the sheep. And David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." So what is it that the shepherd does? The shepherd safeguards the sheep. But the shepherd is the one that is always with the sheep. Other things are happening. Look, his brothers are being lined up to see who's going to be anointed the king of Israel. Other things are happening, but the shepherd is concerned with one thing. He's minding and tending the sheep. He's taking care of the sheep. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is fixed on you. It doesn't matter what else is taking place. He sees all things. He knows all things, but his focus is on you. You know, there was someone that told me a dream, and I've shared this in the past. I think it's the only dream that someone's ever told me that I've remembered. I remember the dreams that God's given me. I think there's two dreams, as I say that. There's two dreams I can think of that I always remember that other people told me, that I know and that they knew was a dream. It was God speaking to them. And this woman said that in the dream that she had, she was walking, and there was just, she was walking hand in hand with Jesus. And it was like they were in a bubble. They were safeguarded in this bubble. And all around them was all this chaos and all this noise and everything that was just designed to distract. It was chaos, but she was totally at peace, just walking hand in hand with Jesus. And they were in that bubble of safety, shielded and protected from all the chaos that was going on around them. But she said that there was some sound that was made behind her. And she turned and she looked away from Jesus and she looked towards the sound. And she said, as she looked away, she just felt this overwhelm. As she looked at the sound, as she looked at the problem and looked away from Jesus, she was overwhelmed with the sense of hopelessness, the sense of defeat, the sense of agony, the sense of despair, overwhelmed by it. It was the noise, and this is what the enemy does. He brings the noise to distract us. He brings the chaos of life to distract us. Satan is always trying to get your attention. He's trying to do something and bring something to you that takes your focus off of Jesus Christ and puts it on something that he wants you to focus on, a problem, a concern, a worry. And once he can get you to look away from Jesus, once he can get you to look away from the shepherd, once he can get you to look away from Jesus and his promises and to a problem, all of a sudden, you're overwhelmed with fear, anxiety, grief, despair. But she said that in the midst of all that, she turned and she went back and she looked and she faced Jesus. And she said the thing was, when she looked at Jesus, his eyes were already on her. He had never taken his eyes. She looked away, but he had never taken his eyes off of her. And as she made contact with Jesus and with those eyes, she locked eyes with Jesus once again, all that peace and all that protection came again. And she wasn't even worried about anything going on around her. All that chaos she was protected from. And she kept moving forward with Jesus. What struck me was the fact that when she looked back towards Jesus, she turned away and gave herself, by looking at the problem, she gave herself to despair, discouragement. But then as she looked back to Jesus and she looked into Jesus' eyes, the fact that Jesus had never taken his eyes off of her. It doesn't matter what you're doing in life, Jesus never takes his eyes off of you. This is what the shepherd does. The shepherd, the sheep wandering aimlessly in themselves. The sheep just wander about and are not paying attention to anything. But the shepherd always has his eyes upon the sheep. Jesus always has his eyes upon you. Hear that. Remember that today. Jesus is the shepherd. He always has his eyes upon you. No matter what the circumstances look like around you, no matter what it is that you feel, no matter the anxieties, no matter the circumstances and how hopeless they may seem, they're not hopeless. Jesus always has his eyes on you. The shepherd is always keeping his eyes on you. All we have to do is put our eyes back on him. Look away from the problem, look back to Jesus. And he will walk, protect you, and deliver you. So the Lord is my shepherd. The job of the shepherd is to keep his eyes on the sheep. And he always does have his eyes upon you. The shepherd also does this, as we talk about David. David being a shepherd, he related to this. He understood God as a shepherd. Because he had been a shepherd. He could easily understand this imagery. The shepherd also is to take the sheep out on a daily basis. To take them to a place and to find the place where they can graze, where they can eat. To find those good green pastures. To find the places where they can be well fed with the very best. The shepherd feeds us. Listen, there's not a day that goes by in your life that Jesus isn't wanting to feed you. And to feed you the word, to feed you life on a daily basis. When we read Psalm 23, we can know that this is Jesus, because Jesus says in John chapter 10, he identifies himself as the shepherd. In John 10, verse number 11, he says, I am, this is Jesus speaking, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. In verse number 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. So Jesus has identified himself as the shepherd. So as David is speaking this psalm, this is a foreshadow. This is an image of Jesus Christ. Jesus the shepherd leads you out daily into the fields to be fed. And he will always provide the best for you. He will feed us daily. Now that feeding comes by spending time in the Word. This is the Word. This is what we eat on. This is the bread that we have. This is the bread that brings life to our very souls. It brings life to our lives. It changes our lives. It brings life to our souls spiritually, but it also spiritually changes the natural things around us. When you get the Word inside of you, so you can stand on and believe the Word, it changes your circumstances. It changes the natural circumstances and displaces them with the promises and the deliverances and the victories of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. Part of the job as a shepherd is to feed. Jesus is feeding you daily. The question is, am I eating what he's feeding me? He's providing for me. In a spiritual sense, he provides the word. He provides the bread of life for me every day. He's feeding me. Am I taking that food? Or am I on some kind of a hunger strike because I want to give myself over to the flesh instead of giving myself over to him and to the things that he has for me? Jesus, the shepherd, feeds the sheep. Jesus, the good shepherd, feeds us. And he takes us out every day. He takes us out to those green pastures. He is taking you to places. You know, beyond feeding with the word, he is taking you to places. If you will go, if you'll obey, if you'll follow his leading, he's going to take you to places in this natural life, in this natural world, that are for your good and for your benefit and for your success, for you to enjoy the good things that he has for you, so that through you, he can advance his kingdom with you as his sheep, with you as his steward, with you as his ambassador. The shepherd feeds. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd feeds. The shepherd is also the guide. The shepherd is the one who guides the sheep. The sheep will just wander wherever, aimlessly. The shepherd has to know where the sheep need to go. He's got to know where those pastures are at. He has to know where to take them and then guide them. This is what Jesus does. If I will listen, if I'll train my ears to hear, I will hear him guiding me to those places that he has set aside for me, those green pastures which are for my benefit, those green pastures which are for my good, those green pastures which are for my own satisfaction, because he wants us to enjoy his best. Now, he wants us to also be his stewards, his ambassadors, his sheep. But he wants us to enjoy the good things he set aside for us. The shepherd guides, and the shepherd is the shield. The shepherd is the protector. When, you know, David tells stories, as we would see as we went into 1 Samuel, and as you see, I'm sorry, in 1 Samuel, as you see the story of David and Goliath, as David is talking to King Saul, he's relating the stories of when he was a shepherd. And when the bear and the lion came, he stood. He stood against the bear and the lion to protect the sheep. This is what the shepherd, the good shepherd, does. He's the shield that is about you. Look, we're only looking at the first verse. Look at the richness of this from Psalm 23. Jesus is your shepherd today. Today, as you start today and you start this week, the Lord, Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not lack. Because Jesus is your shepherd. If you let him be your shepherd today, he'll feed you, he'll guide you, he'll be your shield, and you will not lack today.